Welcome to the Game of Thrones podcast, the officially unofficial podcast for Game of Thrones on HBO. I'm Jim.
And I'm Aaron.
And we just watched Season 5, Episode 9, entitled The Dance of Dragons. The one where Arya yells, "Oysters, clams, and cockles!" for like half the episode, which was kind of hilarious.
I like it. She's.
I do too, yeah.
It's very endearing.
It is. Meryn Trant, not so endearing. Good lord.
No, he's a shit heel.
Yeah. A lot of shit heels in this episode.
Sir Pedo Bear, as I'm going to call him from here on out.
Yep. I don't know how old that girl was, but I'm sure the answer is not old enough.
Yeah.
Disgusting, Meryn Trant.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted
he's not the worst man in the episode.
No, he's not.
I thought he had it locked up. I'm like, there's no way. Nobody's going to limbo under that bar. And Stannis the fucking Manus.
Stannis Baratheon is dead to me.
Fuck him.
Yes.
Fuck him.
Yep. I do not want him on the Iron Throne.
I don't want him anywhere, honestly.
No. I hope... I thought Davos...
I hope it gets even colder. He slips on a patch of ice, busts his brains all over the fucking ground, and then...
Somehow burns to death.
Davos goes and leads the men up to the Night's Watch. They fully garrison all the castles, and everyone lives happily ever after.
Yeah.
This is getting... What did you think of this episode as a non-book reader?
I thought it was heading toward bad places, and then it was kind of awesome at the end. Like, another epic ending.
So you thought the ending was epic?
I thought it was pretty epic, yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be supremely dissatisfied with it when I saw the fight that Jorah put up, which was pretty terrible, in my opinion.
We've regressed back to the kind of terrible choreography.
And I get it. He's an older guy, right? He's probably not as spry as an Oberyn. But once you see Oberyn fighting... Mm-hmm. And then you see Jorah fighting. There's no comparison.
It's not nearly
as exciting. And they did another dumb choreography thing where the guy could have killed him 15 times over.
Yeah.
And just stood there waiting.
And now you get.
And I hate that stuff, man.
I think some of that you could chalk it up to gladiatorial pageantry.
But everybody else is just immediately dead.
Yeah.
Jorah's the only one who's like that.
I don't think it was just Jorah though. I thought most of the stage fighting was pretty terrible.
I did too. I didn't like it. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be a really terrible fight and a terrible scene.
Nutter is no Miguel Sapochnik, I think is how you pronounce that guy's name.
I have no idea.
They should have saved Sapochnik or whatever his name is for 8-9.
Okay.
Because he was wasted on 7.
Who is this?
He's the guy who directed last episode. He also directed 7.
Oh, okay.
He was wasted on 7. He rocked a house on 8. And I would have loved to see him directing the big pit fight.
Yeah, I think it could have been much cooler. That scene, though, was totally saved when the Sons of the Harpy show up.
Yeah. That was effective. Like, when they actually started seeing how well they've infiltrated the crowd. Did you think... I was going to have a rousing debate with you about whether Hizdahr was behind the whole thing. Because he's...
Well, if he was, he got betrayed.
Right. So it's like kind of a moot point at this point.
Yeah.
Point.
And then Drogon shows up and I was all in.
Okay.
I was super happy to
see that. I was worried you might think it's cheesy.
No, not cheesy. Okay. You know, I buy that there could be some kind of connection between Dany and her dragons. And
so you're thinking she Aquaman styled summon the dragon.
She does like the eyes closed.
She tapped three red. She tapped four red.
Pretty much, yeah.
And summon dragon.
I think so.
Okay.
It's Dragonstorm.
All right. That'd be 5, I think. Maybe even, I don't know. How much is the cast Dragonstorm out of hand?
It's like 7, I think. Right. But yeah, that totally saved it. I thought him coming in and blowing fire all over the place was
That part
awesome.
Was cool. That was cool.
Yeah. And when she got on, I was hoping it would be Tyrion. I was really hoping he'd be the one to ride it. But Dany getting on the dragon and riding away is pretty sweet. Now, I don't know where that leaves the rest of them. They're still kind of... in the arena.
You and
I don't
me
know,
both, brother.
I don't know if all of the harpies left or what.
A lot of them got torched.
A lot of them did, yeah.
Like I thought Dario liked his chances against them, too.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yes!
He's a beast.
He is. He's not afraid of shit.
Yeah.
I thought the actual drag... I thought the actual dragon riding was not well composited.
Yes, I agree.
It suddenly turned into a late 90s... fantasy flick on WGN or something.
Yeah.
The legendary Travels of Conan or something. Like, wait a second.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I overlooked it just because the rest of it was so awesome.
Okay.
We're getting geared up for the 6th annual Summer Badass Fest. And while we're working on a slate of apex badass films to enjoy, we've got an early action-packed announcement to make.
Just like last year, we're kicking off Badass Season with a live movie watch and podcast recording. We've rented out a theater for connoisseurs of action films and Bald Move fans that just want to have a great time.
Unlike last year, this year's movie is top secret. Hush, hush. No hints, except it's incredibly badass. It stars an absolute icon of the genre. We're willing to bet most of you haven't seen it, and it's going to be an incredible viewing experience with a packed house of Bald Movers.
Those of you who came to last year's screening of Total Recall know what a party it was. And those of you who didn't, now's your chance to experience it. Meet me and Jim. Order some custom movie-themed drinks at the theater's full bar. Then watch us record the full podcast for the movie. We reserved a venue over twice the size as last year, but seating is still limited.
It's happening Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. in our hometown of Cincinnati. Get full details and buy tickets at baldmove.com/live.
Cincinnati's actually a pretty great city to visit, and we've got lots of details for side adventures on our event page as well. The Reds are playing the Boston Red Sox in their fantastic Riverside Stadium. The thrills of Kings Island just minutes away, and I'll be leading a kayak trip down the scenic Little Miami River on Saturday.
Again, get full details and get your tickets now on our Badass Fest 6 page at baldmove.com/live.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, I was so bummed out with the Stannis stuff, and I was worried that, number one, you know, the whole sequence in the arena was fairly accurate-ish to what actually happens in the books, okay. And I thought that it was strangely muted compared to what I was imagining what would happen. But part of it is like, so I always hate like when I've got the book kind of fresh in my mind, because I've read that passage several times, just doing research and pulling quotes and stuff for some tinfoil things I did a couple weeks ago. But I was just so bummed with the Stannis stuff. Like, I hated that. I was like, oh, thank God, at the last minute he's going to swap out. This has all been Selyse's idea, and he's going to swap her out for Selyse. And turns out Selyse is the one that was wanting to show mercy.
What the hell?
And I didn't watch, but I heard a little girl burned to death. Fuck that, man. Like, if I wasn't watching this on a professional basis, I might have turned it. I would have come back and watched the rest, but I needed a moment.
Yeah.
I was really kind of like, shell-shocked.
Yeah, no, fuck Stannis. He's done.
He is. Like, he cannot,
gets no more love.
He cannot win anything.
I don't care if he high-fives John next episode and they go riding into battle together. I hope he dies.
I wonder if Davos betrays him.
See, I thought Davos was going to collect Shireen and head north with her. Like, abduct her.
Because he got
the distinct feeling that Stannis was up to no good.
I think he was worried, but I got to believe that he thought that he knew Stannis better than that. That Stannis wouldn't do that.
I thought I did too.
And now that he's going up, I don't know what Davos does. I don't know what Stannis does, but I'm kind of my hopes now on a whole Davos betrayal.
That he comes back and finds out what happened and decides Stannis can't live.
Yeah. And I don't know what would happen to the army and all that after that, because, you know, a lot of them sell swords and whatnot.
Maybe Jon can take it over. Maybe Stannis can get killed. John can swoop in there and become the leader of this army and take Winterfell back. That would be pretty sweet.
Maybe. So
save his sister. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't seem very.
I've already got
Game of Thrones ish though.
My phone started going off. Like, I don't usually get emails during the show, but I got a spate of hate mail on the stand. Like, within seconds of the Stannis scene.
It's warranted.
It's pretty bad. And is a general like Stannis is dead to me, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Let's get off the Stannis subject. Let's talk about Arya. What do you think of Arya? I felt like that was off. There was something off about how she behaved. And I'm not just talking about like pursuing Meryn Trant in to the exclusion of what she was actually supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like it wasn't very subtle. Like, just the fact that she would just completely ignore that guy screaming in her ear, girl, give me one of them fucking cockles. Yeah. And just, like, sit there and stare in open, gaped mouth at Maren Trant.
I'm allowing him time to, like, recognize her. Like,
yeah,
what are you doing,
man?
Aria?
Yeah.
She's no faceless man, that's for sure.
No. She is not no one. She's she's Arya Stark, and she's kind of just, like, reverted back to season one. I get it, though. You see you see the man that you think murdered your mentor.
Yeah.
You might go, and she's a young girl. You might go a little shell-shocked or catatonic, or you might be like Aeron after seeing Princess Shireen burnt to death. But damn, I was surprised that she let it go to that extent. And it felt cool. From that point forward, like, I was all in. I thought, it's like, oh yeah, we're going to see her stalking this guy, and we're going to see her get some intelligence, and it just all went out the window. And
so she did get some intelligence. He's going to be back to that whorehouse the next day.
Sure. And he's got a taste for young women.
Yeah.
So I think we can all kind of connect the dots of where this is probably going.
But
just her
so.
Whirling, just her whirling that clamshell tray through the whorehouse, and you know, making the eyes with Sir Maren Trant as many times she did. I don't know, man. It felt very stupid to me.
It felt a little forced. I agree. I don't know. Maybe I'm blinded by the end of this episode being so awesome, but I still really enjoyed it.
Okay.
The stuff in Dorne is beautiful. Just absolutely astonishing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where they shot that, but that dining room or whatever it was amazing.
I think that's a real location.
Yeah.
It's like not built or a set or something. That was one of the problems. I heard that they only could shoot like for 4 days, period. Which I kind of excuse maybe some of how it rushed. I still don't know what's going on. I'm glad to see things are actually moving.
Yeah.
But we're 9 episodes into this, and I still don't know what the fuck Doran is doing. Like, he's sending Trystane and Myrcella to the King's Landing, and Trystane, who's a young punk, is going to be on the small council in some capacity. But I really don't know what the deal is.
I mean, the show is trying to tell us that he's just trying to preserve the peace.
He
right?
brought Alara to heal, got her to kiss the ring. That's, you know, the mother of the of half of the sand snakes.
Yeah, I was a little worried that she was going to try to, like, poison Jamie or something when she walked into that.
Well, there's still another episode left to go.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. From the looks of it, you know, he wants to just maintain the peace, but maybe he has more nefarious ideas.
But
not sure.
Since he's been introduced, which I can't remember if it was episode 1 or episode 2, there has been literally no movement on this character.
True.
I want there to be desperately because he looks very cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's got this, like, you know, and the way he's playing this game is like he's kissing Jamie's ass and all important doing drinks to Tommen. And it's all very, you know, Michael Corleone, like letting them all kind of get in. But, like, I'm not seeing any Michael. I need to see less Fredo, more Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I wish we would get a lot more of him. Plus, I like the actor, and it'd be very easy to watch him do a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been listening to quite a few Bald Move podcasts now, but you're not in the club? Whoo boy, you are missing out.
Not only are all of our premium club podcast feeds completely ad-free, but we have lots of other great content exclusively for people in the club.
There's a weekly lunch with Jim and Aeron where we chat with fans about anything and everything from TV and films, food, fun, life advice, and more.
But there's also Off the Clock, our premium podcast where we talk about all the shows we don't have time for on our public feeds.
Plus, you get access to our full spoiler-filled first-run movie reviews of our newly released films.
Don't forget Instant Take and Talk podcast, where we give our hot takes and discuss television shows with our fans live and immediately after the episode airs.
With mega shows like House of the Dragon coming this summer, we're going to have lots to talk about.
Not to mention access to our fun and friendly community of club members, with exclusive Discord channels and a dedicated forum. It's one of the best places on the internet to hang out and chat about pop culture.
Bottom line, you're helping two regular type guys in the Midwest make the content you like to listen to, which some would say is reward unto itself.
Help keep the lights on and the bits flowing at Bald Move.
And get some awesome content for yourself. Head to support.baldmove.com to join the club today. Commission podcasts are an awesome feature here at Bald Move that allows you, the individual listener, to decide what we talk about for a single podcast.
The community loves it because it often leads to fun, fan-favorite films and TV shows that we've overlooked getting the coverage they deserve.
And we love it because we're constantly exposed to great stuff that's not even on our radar.
The way it works is simple. You go to support.baldmove.com and you click on commissions. Then you pay the flat rate for the commission and tell us what two-ish hours of content you'd like us to make podcasts on.
Then we'll contact you for details, advanced feedback, and any dedications you'd like to make.
Then we watch the thing, discuss the thing, turn it into a podcast, and pump it right into your ears.
We get consistently great feedback on how much our commissioners love their podcast, and they make great gifts for the dedicated Bald Move fan in your life.
And who knows, that dedicated fan could even be you. Treat yourself. Check out support.baldmove.com for more info.
There was some other stuff. I don't know. This little stag.
We're back on carving. Stannis.
Yeah.
But maybe talk more about
no,
Stannis.
We're not. Okay. We're on Davos. Right. Or we're on, yeah, Davos.
Okay.
How does a man with no fingers make a carving that ornate? Like,
it's just on one hand, though.
If you ask Jamie to carve you something, he would not be able to do it.
It's just on the one hand, though.
I know, but you kind of need both hands.
You can hold it with nubs. You can nub up and then carve with the other.
I'm just saying, it looked really good.
Teeth, Jim.
Okay.
He's got those
filed his teeth down.
Yeah, he's got those famous Seaworth chompers.
Yeah.
That just can eat through like an 8-inch sea plank on the side of a warship.
Yeah.
Chewing up a stag, no problem.
All right. I mean, I don't have a whole lot more to say about
that's the thing. Like, Stannis didn't even cut his fingers off. He's just a problem fingernail chewer.
And okay.
He wore him down to the bone. No, I don't either. I am dissatisfied with this as a tip. You know, they did spectacle, but the spectacle kind of similar to last year. Like, they're everything built up to the siege of the black, I've forgotten
the wall.
At the action at the wall at Castle Black. I was trying to think of the Black Castle. What's its name? God damn it. The Black Castle. The battle at the Castle Black. And it just, you know, this is a one location and we weren't really invested and some people died that we didn't really care about. I feel like this about a lot of the episodes, the stuff that was supposed to be epic. I'm glad it landed for you. So this might be being pissed that Shireen burnt to death, then carrying on to just being kind of dissatisfied and antsy that I don't think they were hitting everything that they needed to hit. But this episode, I think, is the my least favorite of the penultimate episodes of Game of Thrones.
I think that might be the desired effect, though.
Hmm.
Like, that Stannis stuff, you know that they want us to hate Stannis at this point. There's no way that anybody looks at that and says,
yeah,
I understand why he did that. Sure.
I better not watch a fucking insider episode where the Double D's are like, well, you know, we expect the audience to understand that Stannis is a leader and you got to make practical decisions and sometimes daughters got to burn. You know, it's like if I get one more of like recontext, I will flip my fucking lid. But but that's shocking. Shocking to me.
I don't know. We'll see what episode 10 brings us, what the finale brings us. I hope they give us a little ray of sunshine at the end of this.
I doubt it.
I do too. I really do too. With the stuff that's going to go on with Arya.
Honestly, I thought they were going to end the season with Dany riding off on a dragon. That was going to be the ray of hope.
Okay.
Like, finally, she's riding a fucking dragon. How awesome is this? Woo!
Yeah.
Putting it here in this penultimate episode. Like, I don't know. Next week just might be a double decker shit sandwich for us to eat and dread. What's going to happen? Like, what the hell is going to happen next season?
Okay. I hope not. I'd like to be excited for next season.
Well, I'm not saying it's that kind of thing, but like, you know, I'm trying to think of what
imagine if there had been a Sansa scene in this episode. My God, it'd be.
Well, there wasn't, so it's almost guarantees Sansa scene for next week. That's what I'm talking about. Like, where is the where is the, like, you know, season one was kind of like a brutal kick in the balls.
Yeah.
But you had the Night's Watch heading out for the greatest ranging ever and got the blood pumping with that. And you got the, you know, the Rob's Bannerman making him King of the North. And you're thinking, all right, we're saddling up. And we're, of course, that.
Yeah, that goes wah, wah. Bad places.
But they at least gave us the hope. I mean, yeah. I wonder if it's like as we go further into books, they're going to skip the hope. It's like, nah, we're not even going to pretend. Not going to pretend.
I hope not. I hope not.
I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of people having things to say about this episode. If you'd like to get us feedback, you can do so at GameOfThrones@baldmove.com. We'll be back with a full featured podcast on episode scene by scene breakdown. Lots of your feedback on Tuesday, and then we'll have the spoiler edition on Friday. You can also participate in the conversation on forums.baldmove.com. We got a spoiler thread and a non-spoiler thread, depending on which way you're swinging. And you can also follow.
I pretty much avoid them all, just because
it's probably safe.
I'm scared.
You're so
spoilers.
Close. Like, I feel like that's one of the things I'd like to see at the end of the season, like whether I can tell people, like, yeah, well, man, I don't know. If they completely catch up to the books at the end of the season, I'd tell people to go like crazy, but there's still a lot of like nitty gritty stuff that I'm not sure why they haven't put in, or if it just doesn't matter or what, but it's hard to tell people you're ever spoiler free unless you've read everything. So,
okay.
But yeah, you can follow releases on Facebook and on Twitter.
All right, cool. We'll see you guys on Tuesday for the full cast. Until then, I'm Jim.
I'm Aaron. See ya.